Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good.
Welcome to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Harvest, Alabama, as we are at Next Step Farms with Robin Kramer. Robin, welcome to the Mark White Show.
It is great to be here, Mark. Thank you for having me today.
It's great to talk about an organization whose mission is so incredible. As you provide a safe, nurturing day program for individuals with cognitive disabilities.
Yes.
Where does this idea come from? Where did your drive to have this effort come from?
Well, I am a retired special education teacher from Madison County Schools. I spent all 25 years working with the special needs population. And even in my college career, I knew that after age 21, individuals with a below 70 IQ, that they could stay till 21, first of all, but then after that their opportunities were limited. They're not like my personal children in that they can now go to trade school or go to a four-year college or pursue a full-time career, that their opportunities were limited. They now depended on some other kind of learning environment, some other kind of living environment, though we're not a residential program, and they also needed different approaches to learning. It went from a head matter to a heart matter for me around 10 years of teaching, when I realized that my kids, not the ones that I birthed, but the ones that I'm raising, that their life stopped at 21. All they've known since age 3 was a school environment. And that broke my heart. And I knew I needed to do something, and I didn't know what I was going to do, literally until 17 years later. And I was at the end of my teaching career. I just figured out that I could retire. And I was teaching at Monrovia Middle School at the time. And we started doing things teaching functional daily living skills. We were teaching them, instead of how to use the Pythagorean theorem, who couldn't count 7 pencils, none of our children could, we started teaching them how to apply those skills. So they learned area by building a chicken coop. And they learned the life cycle of a chicken by that chicken being in the room. We hatched them from eggs. We watched them lay their own eggs. We even watched them die. We watched the circle of life. And then we had all this chicken poop, so we decided to build raised beds, and we grew a garden. Well, now they're learning about a different kind of life science. They're learning about how chemicals are important to keep things going, and they learn the natural ways to do that. We need fertilizer. So I was watching my middle school kids learn how to apply the skills pencil and paper couldn't do. And it occurred to me at that time, that's what a day program needed to be for adults with special needs.
How did you start with the special needs young people? Let's go back before you this mm-hmm. application. How were you teaching? What was your method of teaching prior to that?
Oh, a traditional thing of pencil and paper and rote and over again and counting cubes and it just wasn't successful. It wasn't as successful. You know, our education system is so driven to must pass a test. And that even applies to your population with a lower IQ. Must pass a test. And that test, if they pass it well, evaluates how effectively they've learned. That's not true. That's not true even for my own children. My own child was a terrible test taker in a standardized test environment, but you give him something hands-on and he could rock and roll all day long. We've kind of pinned our whole society, in my opinion, into a box. And we think everybody needs to fit into that one box and learn this certain way, and that's not true. Some of us need hands-on learning. Some of us need to know the practical skills, not to mention the concept and the ways we're teaching things at Next Step Farms takes it back to basics. You know, we have so many things that are filled with chemicals that we buy off the store every day because it's accessible to us and quick. Well, not my clients. They're learning to do it here. They're learning to make jams and jellies that are safe, that are natural, that are enjoyable, and they're doing it with their own hands.
How did you come to have the farm? Was this something you already had while you were a teacher,
or acquired
it later?
Oh, no, we acquired it later. Once we figured out that we wanted to use a farm platform and do the basic skills, I mean, we are not elaborate. We're doing the things that I did as a kid. Besides chickens, I did not have chickens, but my parents grew a garden, and you were expected to be on that front porch snapping peas on a hot summer afternoon. You were blanching tomatoes inside and learning how to can. So those little simple things we knew, but a small family farm concept is what works to teach them, because You do it all here. Manage money, pay bills, learn to get along, learn errors, trial and error. You use chemistry. You're using life science. You're using economics. All of those things are being done here. So I kind of knew that. When I figured out that we wanted to do a farm theme, that Next Step Farms is what we were going to do, it was time to take it off of the paper and put it into the hands. So I went to some very good friends of ours who are realtors, Joe and Valerie Miles, and I told them, I want to tell you what I want to do. So I cast out this vision of what I wanted to do, and Joe looked at me and said, hey, Robin, I need you to go see this piece of property. And it was this property. It was ugly. It was very overgrown. It was neglected. It was unloved. Tornadoes in 2011 had gone through just over there, so there's debris still in the trees. We're still pulling that kind of stuff out. And he said, I don't want you to buy that land. I want you to tell me that I understand what you're wanting to do. And he did. He understood what I wanted to do. He just listed this property that morning. So he had me go look at some other places, and three of them I couldn't even find. So I kind of figured that was a sign. Not to mention, I'd spent my whole teaching career on the west side of Madison County. My kids were here. So it was very important to me to find something over here. I grew up half a mile from here. So I kind of was drawn here. I was drawn here. So I made an offer on the land. Another man had made an offer on this land at the same time, and the owner of the land insisted on meeting with both of us. And the other man told her about how he was going to build 6 or 7 homes here. It was going to be a development, blah, blah, blah. And he was offering her $5,000 more per acre. And I walked in, told her about the vision I had, and told her I couldn't offer her that. I could only offer her $5,000 less. And Miss Tibbs took me on my offer. And Miss Tibbs is well in her 80s. And when we host special events, she still comes.
Very nice.
She still comes.
Wow. She's invested in this place.
She is. She is. She likes the concept that it's giving back to the community. The vision of Next Step Farms doesn't work if I isolate my clients to this property. It only works when the community, when you come in and engage us and let us practice these things that we're learning. Our jams and our jellies and our pickles, when we have our harvest from the garden coming in and the summertime, it's available for the public. We want them to come by their farm fresh, and it's up for suggested donation. Our chickens, we pull in a dozen or so eggs a day. They're up for sale. That's job skills for them. That's interpersonal relationships. You know, as a society, when we see someone that we don't understand, we do what I call the shopping store syndrome. You look down an aisle, you see somebody you don't want to see, you don't want to talk to them. What do? You turn around. For the special needs population, that's every day of their life in every environment they walk into. Stores, restaurants, schools, and yes, even churches. And the only way we're going to change that is by forcing the community to integrate with us and let us integrate with them. And that's what our goal is of Next Step Farms, to give purpose and power to the community so we no longer avoid each other, so that we're integrated together and that we're sharing and we're learning to value each other. My clients want purpose. If we're all honest with ourselves, that's what all of us want. We all want to be valued, and we want to feel we have a purpose. And they're getting that.
That's incredible. Folks, right now we're talking to Robin Kramer. We are at Next Step Farms. We're talking about benefiting those with cognitive disabilities and I would say other abilities, because what we find is I've got disabilities in certain areas. Well, I may have other talents and other abilities where someone who you look at and you say, well, that person obviously has a disability. Mm-hmm. They may have talents and abilities that I don't have.
Exactly.
And we can't pass judgment on what that person is capable of. And this is an opportunity for them to see what they're capable of, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We all have our limitations. I have my limitations. I have the things I can't do. You could show me 1,000 times how to change a tire. I'm not going to remember it. But you can't evaluate me based on what I can and can't do, based on what you think I can and can't do.
And let's talk some more about that in the next segment, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us as we come to you from Next Step Farms in Harvest, Alabama. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to an on-location edition of the Mark White Show, coming to you from Next Step Farms in Harvest, Alabama. I have with me Robin Kramer. I'll say founder,
yeah,
executive
owner, founder,
director,
yeah,
owner,
all of it,
all of that for this,
all of it.
This effort. It's a nonprofit.
It is a nonprofit.
501c3 nonprofit. You're able to donate to this effort. We're going to talk about how you can do that in just a few minutes. But I'm glad that you liked something on the Mark White Show, because that's how I found out. When you liked, so I was like, what is Next Step
Farms? What is that? Yeah,
let's. And we're just 20 minutes down the road, uh-huh, where I'm at, and I'd never heard of Next Step Farms. Mm-hmm. And now I've heard about it, and I hope that this is allowing other people to now find out more
about
Next Step Farms and do something, even people who may not be in the area, but just want to help those with the cognitive,
yes,
disabilities, and help them with this effort to be able to navigate their life. Because as you mentioned, when they age out of the school system,
It becomes nothing. Very, very difficult for their life. And I've talked about that on my show before, because I realize that 21 is that magic age.
Yes.
And then you're out. And you've had all of this, these great resources a lot of times are surrounding you, and you
and
lose
structure.
Every bit of it. All the structure's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to be very, very difficult for so many who are very aware of what they had.
Yes.
And now suddenly, where are my people? Where are these people who were helping me? And they're gone.
Yes. It's hard. It's very hard. They need the routine. They need the structure. Matter of fact, when we first, before we opened, we've been opening and working with clients for 2 years in March. We just moved here in October, 1st of October, but for 2 years we were operating at our local church. And before we opened, I interviewed a bunch of clients and said, tell me what a day looks like for you. Well, since they were three, many of them went to public school, and they started their day with the pledge. We start our day with the pledge. And then many of them said, then we had a morning meeting. We start our day with a morning meeting where we go over the things that we need to do for the day. So when we start our meeting, they have agile project management that they use. So everything is being done. We have inside tasks and we have outside tasks. So they know, and they get to claim ownership to what they want to do. Now, we have a rule here. We do not make mistakes. We make learning opportunities. So if you drop the jar of jelly on the floor, it's not a mistake. It's not an error. It's a learning opportunity. And we view every aspect of life as that. And that's where you gain goals. The next part I asked my clients was, well, if you've been sitting at home, which many of them have either been sitting at home after age 21, doing nothing, or scrolling, playing on an iPad, watching videos, or they've been going to work with mom and dad. What do you see mom and dad doing when you go to work? And they told me, without fail, consistently, we clock into work, and then mom and dad goes, they get a cup of coffee, and they go talk about people. Now think about the morning workroom. What does that look like to a person with disabilities or a person with limited understanding? They nailed it. They nailed it. So every morning we start our day with a pledge. We get a cup of coffee or hot chocolate, and we wait and have our morning meeting. And usually we talk about what we had for dinner the night before.
I'm looking at a board right now because people can't see it. But on this board, it has it broken down as far as lunch, grocery inventory, grocery ordering, menu planning, floors, indoor maintenance, which includes the bathrooms, windows, floors, dusting, laundry, business office, farmer's market, deposit, phones, clerical, marketing, and all the way down to table and counters. It's getting a little glare here. Mopping trash, taking care of sweeping, those responsibilities like dishes.
Yeah,
so you
everything.
You have all the responsibilities on the board.
On the board.
And that's when you have your meeting and you talk about what they're going to do for the day.
And they select what they're going to do. The other side of the board is everything outside, from feeding the chickens to filling the waters to gathering the eggs to feeding the goats, taking care of the dog, to watering the garden, to you name it. Anything that you do to run a small family farm, indoor and outdoor, we do here. Because we take for granted that something as simple as feather dusting the blinds is not something that adds value to your day. They fight over using the feather duster, because it makes the room look better. They take ownership in that. What person in their own home doesn't take value in what they have? So it's all good things. All good things.
Robin, what would you say the average age is of your client?
Most of them are in their late 20s. My youngest is 18 and my oldest is 37. So they average in the 20s.
Okay. And these individuals that have come in, say, in the later 20s, and maybe they've had that block or that window of
nothing.
How does that work for them to get back into the activities?
Actually, many of them adjust quite well because it's something they're familiar with. And they're realizing, I'm on the same plane as the other people in this room. I don't have to worry about if I don't understand. I don't have to worry about if I can't do it. I'm on an even playing field. So they pretty well adapt pretty well. What most of them struggle with is at the end of the day, they're tired by 1 o'clock and we're open until 3:30-ish. So that's the biggest thing, is physical exhaustion.
How have you found your clients so far? Where have they come from to be able to generate the number of clients that you have currently?
Some of the early ones were actually former students of mine. And then the others have found out by word of mouth, by programs such as this, interviews or other parents or the other resources in the community just talking. Social media is great. Social media people share things. And they come in and have an interview, and we look to see if it's an appropriate environment. I wanted this place to be a place where people felt safe, where families felt safe with their loved ones coming here. But it is 15 acres, and it is 15 acres on a farm. So if you are an individual who is afraid of animals, this may not be the best environment for you. We have to reach that determination together. If you are an individual that when you get scared, you run, 15 acres is not the best place for you to be. So we try to make it an environment where everybody feels comfortable, and we do that by sitting down and saying, you know, this may not be the best place. If getting mud on your boots is not something you like, this is not the best place for you. But on the other hand, if you like new things and you enjoy being outside, let's do it.
What about those who are low income, who don't have necessarily the funds?
We have become LAH and ID waiver providers. We are not fully able yet to do the billing cycle because we're having to wait on the rest of our training, which I'm getting at rapid amounts right now. So if they are under the LAH and ID waiver program, then you can receive your funding come straight out of Medicare, and it'll come straight to us. So there is that option. We are looking for companies who will sponsor a client to attend. Corporate sponsorships will be huge for us on that, because there are families who do not receive the waiver program because it's a long line. For a family to apply, it takes a while for them to get approved. It's just the government process. What do you do? Mm-hmm. So we're looking for companies or individuals who are looking to sponsor them that can say, hey, I will sponsor one for this day, this amount of time. Our fee to attend is $85 a day. Those fees cover a minimal salary for myself. I have a part-time business manager who works with me, and it keeps our lights on. Food for the chickens, and it helps with the groceries, because every day they cook a hot meal here. Today they made nachos, browned the ground beef, made refried beans. So they cook a hot meal every day. So it goes towards the grocery cost. So that's where the fee comes from. Anything else, like the fence, the chicken coop, we do that through grants. So we're writing grants or anonymous donations or even known donations. So that's where the fee comes from.
And you've got a golf tournament coming up March 18th. That's a great way for sponsors to jump in and
Absolutely.
Be a part of this, because you have levels where people can donate and
yes.
say, this is how much it costs to be a sponsor for
yes.
this event.
We have our fundraisers already lined out for the whole next year. Our next thing is our golf tournament. It's March the 18th at Huntsville Country Club. You can sign up through our website, send us a message, we'll send you the link. We're looking for teams that want to come out and just have a good time, and we will allow you to learn about the program. And we have a couple sponsorship places there. You can sponsor a cart. You can sponsor a beverage cart. Lunch is taken care of. So pretty much your fee for the golf tournament, if you're sponsoring a team or playing yourself, if you just want to come yourself, we'll find you a team. It's a great opportunity. Wilson Lumber has partnered with us on this to help sponsor it. Our next event after that takes place in June, and we are doing a super scavenger hunt on June the 15th. And what that is you meet here at the farm, and we're going to give you something that looks like a bingo card with icons and clues, and you have 5 hours to go find real-life pictures that represent those icons.
Okay.
Come back here at 1 o'clock, where we're going to have a chicken lunch that's a part of your fee that you pay. All of it is fundraisers, and we'll be awarding prizes to the most creative pictures. Then we have an annual hot dog eating contest sponsored by our local friend and restaurant Tasties up on Jeff Road.
Okay.
He's sponsoring that for us. And then we're going to take a break, and we have a gala November the 2nd at Stovehouse that we're planning.
Very nice. I mean, that's how you're going to be able to generate the funds.
Yes.
And if someone came in that's a corporation that says, I can donate $2,500 and be a sponsor, that's
Absolutely.
An incredible amount of money
Absolutely.
For you guys.
It is. It is. Every little dime goes a long way. I have people that show up with canning jars and say, I found these in my grandmother's basement. Those are gold to us. you know, a lid is inexpensive. We can pick that up at the local store or even order online, but we can then produce our jams and our jellies that we're learning to do.
Excellent. And if people want to connect, we've talked about the golf tournament.
Yes.
If they want to connect and find out more information about any of these fundraisers that you have, how can they connect with Next Step Farms?
Well, if they're not on social media, because we're on Facebook and Instagram, that's a really great way to even see what we're doing. And we keep stuff pretty current on there. You can send us an email at info@nextstepfarms.org. And we also have a website, which is nextstepfarms.org.
And they can find you on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Just like I did at Next Step Farms. Find out more information about this effort. And Robert Kramer, I appreciate the fact that we've been able to have this conversation
Absolutely.
Today to just give a taste of what Next Step Farms is doing for those with cognitive disabilities
Absolutely.
And helping them in this community. It's so important. And people who are listening outside of the area, like I said, they can contribute, they can help,
Absolutely.
And just know that they're helping somebody.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're having a tough day, Tuesday through Friday, between the hours of about 8:15 to 3:15, come to 465 Smith Vassar. I promise you, your day will get better. They will love on you well.
That's wonderful. Sounds great. And I know that somebody is probably going to take you up on that.
I hope they listening. Do.
If you have the opportunity, come down, as she said, join Robin, join this team of people, and be blessed. This is a great opportunity, so I hope that you'll do that. And thank you again, Robin Kramer,
thank
for joining
you, Mark.
On the show today.
It was great to be with you today.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers, and we're sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show, and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Of course, I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show at Next Step Farms, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.